You're listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders, and Mick Meredith.
Gaz, you've been in a lot of films.
I have done a few films.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've watched a couple of them.
You're the guy.
Yeah.
The one that keeps ringing.
That's good. I hope you keep getting those residuals from your agent, Dan.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. What do you think has been your most memorable or unmemorable moment caught on celluloid?
Well, that'd have to be the one and only love scene that I was in.
Yeah. What was that film?
Candy Red Tag.
Yeah.
I think it got renamed eventually, so it's not that name anymore, but it's out there in the video stores and it's
sounds like a bit of a sus film. It wasn't a porno or anything.
No, it was a real film.
Not a homemade job.
No, the camera wasn't wobbling. Yeah. No. No, it was a serious flick. Yeah. And it was all about this prostitute that had all these weird clients. Bring in gas.
Yeah, you haven't been typecast since, have you?
No, not at all. And it was pretty embarrassing, actually. Yeah.
You're naked and...
Well, yeah. You're naked and...
Do you get excited in that situation?
Well, yeah, you do. And it was embarrassing, like I said, because at the end of the scene, you know, they just go, cut! And everyone goes back to doing what they were doing, and I'm walking around with a crowbar. But I think we could have actually made love, truly, because there was some, you get that chemistry.
Yeah,
well, hell, we were both naked, weren't we?
Yeah.
And I didn't do it. Professional.
Yeah. Was she a pro?
No, she was an actress. I don't know if you've been up to the Cross lately, King's Cross in Sydney, but they've cleaned it right up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was up at the Cross recently there where, you know, the girls on the avenue are.
Oh, yeah, my favourite spot.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. I feed the pigeons there. Amongst other things.
Is that a new term for it? Is it called feeding the pigeons?
Feeding the pigeons,
yeah. You've got the motion of feeding pigeons.
Yeah.
You've got to make sure you've got crumbs with you. A bit sus otherwise.
Oh, yeah. Very sus.
I was up in one of those back streets here, and in a very dangerous area.
Very.
And anyway, this police car pulled up and said, you know, they told me that too. They said, mate, you know, this is very dangerous being around here. Would you like a police escort? And I said, well, how much is she going to cost?
We do come from a convict heritage, don't we?
Well, not all of us.
Well, most of us. Well, we do. Not you and me particularly, but our families, our heritage, they're somewhere.
The Who family clan were a bunch of thieves.
Oh, yeah. They were doing it. Yeah. Yep. They were all in there. Yeah. But what disturbs me is that I read recently about that story in Aspen, where the two Aussie guys robbed the village, and they had masks on, but they had Aussie accents, and they were the only two Aussies in the village.
I think they actually called them Dumber and Dumber.
Oh, really?
In the thing, yeah. Because they've walked in and gone, g'day, this is a robbery. And everyone's gone, is that you, Mick?
Get us a beer, will you?
Oh, how did you know?
But what about the two guys that did the robbery in Surry Hills the other day? Yeah. This is a great story.
Yeah.
One of them's wearing a mask, and the other one's wearing pink latex gloves.
As you would in a robbery.
As you would, you know.
just finished doing the dishes and thought, gee, I wouldn't mind a bit of cash.
Yeah. Think I'll pop up to Oxford Street and pull off another job.
Coming up on Grumpy Old Comedians, Chris Franklin and yours truly, Mick Meredith.
Is it with roadways today? I mean, how much can it cost you just to drive around Sydney? Yeah. I mean, you go the wrong roads, it could cost you a fortune.
I love the term freeway.
Freeway,
yeah. But they're not.
They're not free at all.
No, tollways, yeah.
Especially peak hour, they're not. Yeah. They're certainly not free, are they?
No.
Because anything else in this life, you know, if it doesn't work, you've paid for it. If it doesn't work, you can take it back.
Yeah.
Get your money back.
Yeah.
You get on the tollway, and there you are at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, banked up, sitting there like a moving parkway.
Yeah.
You know, we've all paid our money, our $4.50 or $4.20 or $3.20.
To improve the road so you can go straight through.
Go straight through, and we're all just sitting there. You know, I think everyone should get out of their car, leave it there, walk back to the toll gate, say to the guy, mate, it ain't working. Money back.
Yeah. The Cross City Tunnel's another example. That was another balls up, wasn't it?
We gave it to them there.
Yeah.
Good on you, Sydney.
Yeah.
We actually protested. We actually didn't use it.
Got it for free for a little while.
Yeah. We got them to drop it 20 cents or something.
Yeah, yeah. And it went back up.
But it went back up.
Yeah, so it didn't matter.
They're going to keep digging, I heard.
Yeah, the Cross City Tunnel.
Yeah, if you decide to keep digging, screw it.
Yeah.
just keep digging, keep digging, keep digging. They're going to come up where someone wants to pay it.
Where would that be?
Not in Australia.
Exactly.
Mm. That's what gets me about the harbour tunnel.
Yeah.
Didn't anybody notice that there was no windows? Couldn't someone have said, hey, why don't we put a couple of windows here? The first drive-through aquarium. You drive through, have a look at the sharks, a couple of whales maybe.
Bodies.
Your body. Fred! I thought we put bricks on you. When I left school, you could get a job anywhere, really. It was a matter of making up your mind what you wanted to do, and you went for it.
Yep.
But it seems to be the government's attitude today that just be lucky you've got a job.
Yeah.
You can't get service anywhere because no one's doing the job they want to do. There's no happiness because people are doing what they do not want to do because the government said just be happy with what you got.
Yeah, you're lucky you've got a job.
Yeah. Mm. You shouldn't be happy with what you do for a job. You should want to do something that you aspire to.
Yeah.
There are people doing jobs that don't want to even do that job, and that's why you can't get any service anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like, I meet people all the time, I say, what do you do for a job, mate? They go, oh, I'm a QC, but I really want to be a garber. So there's your problem. That's why you can't get a decent QC anymore.
Yeah.
They all want to be garbers. The census, apparently, it helps us shape the country.
Tracks people where they are. That's what it does. Like, it's not enough that we have e-tags and mobile phones and now that's too hard for the government. They said, can you just write down where you are?
Very important we filled out the census.
I didn't fill it out.
But they'll come after you.
Write down, I was at your place.
It's another one. But the census is, that's what it's for. It's about, you know, helping us to plan our future. We've got plenty of play schools because the government had worked out from the last census that we needed them, and that's why we've got so many now.
And then now the government have worked out that now we have no kids, so they're telling people to go and have kids.
Yeah, they're basically telling us to go and have a bonk.
But don't pull out.
But our special guest, Chris Franklin.
The chosen one. Welcome,
the chosen
Chris.
Man.
Good evening, gentlemen.
A fellow comic.
Yes.
Who's the only comic, I might add, to actually release a protest song.
I thought you were a one-hit wonder. having the number one song bloke, but you're going to keep persisting and keep trying.
Yeah, I'm quite happy being a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
A lot of proper musicians who can actually play instruments and sing haven't even had one hit.
They must be pissed off with you.
Oh, I love it when they're in my audience, as I can point them out.
Yeah.
When did you write Jackal for Australia, because that's the song we're talking about at the moment?
It was written years before I even got into comedy. Northwest Western Australia, I was working as a brick paver, and I used to write a song a week about current news events and give them to the local radio station. We'd record them with one acoustic guitar, and the local AM radio station would play one a week.
Right.
And it was right in the middle of the Republican debate and changing the flag.
You were on the mark, weren't you?
It all happened. Nothing would have changed if we had to become a republic. We still would have had the same dickheads running the show.
Yeah.
The only difference would have been that little British flag that we've got on ours, we would have had to have got rid of that.
Right.
Which would have pissed off the Poms, because it's the only time they get to see their flag at the Olympics.
That's right.
Because if we then become a republic, we can't go to the Commonwealth Games.
Oh, that'd be an upset.
There was a guy from an island, some native island, come over for the triathlon at the Melbourne ones, and he's borrowed his brother's bike for it or something. Didn't fit specifications, nothing was right. They've had to spend a fortune that he didn't have getting a new bike for him to race in.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Just borrowed his mate's bike or his brother's bike, so I'm going to go.
I think the problem there was it was a tricycle.
It still had the training wheels on.
Yeah.
What would you like to see our flag look like?
I reckon our flag should be the cover of Cold Chisel's third album.
Which was?
I think it was Breakfast at Sweetheart.
And what I like about your music is that you see a lot of people worry when they record. They worry about, you know, did I sound okay? But with you, it's kind of like, well, who cares?
Can I just thank you both for being so honest? I've been on so many radio interviews where they've gone, oh, I love the song, mate, it sounded great. And you've just come out and gone, nah, that was shit.
Yeah, basically. But it's good shit.
Yeah.
Once a farmy sailor found a land down under, called the place Australia when he finally got back. For years we've had the farmy flag.
flag sitting in the corner. Time to change the Aussie flag and lose the Union Jack. Jack off Australia, jack off Australia. Who come and jack off Australia with me? In every state of mass debate, so grab your pole and celebrate. Who'll come and jack off Australia with me? Red, white and blue and something new, or green and gold with kangaroo. Maybe we could even try some yellow, red and black. The Southern Cross still comes across as something real Australian, so why not leave it as it is without the Union Jack? Jack off Australia, jack off Australia. Who'll come and jack off Australia with me? We're Aussie grown, we stand alone and need our own identity. So who'll come and jack off Australia with me?
Folks, we've let the politicians f*** this country for far too long. It's time we took matters in our own hands. And if we all pull together, we can get this great country back on its feet. This is a song a lot like the Macarena. So if you think you know the dance actions, just join in.
Jack off Australia, jack off Australia. Who'll come and jack off Australia with me? In every state a mass debate, so grab your pole and celebrate. Who'll come and jack off Australia with me? Jack off Australia, jack off Australia. Who'll come and jack off Australia with me? We're Aussie grown, we stand alone and need our own identity. So who'll come and jack off Australia with me?
Grumpy Old Comedians with Gary Hu and Darren Sanders, and joining them soon, me, Mick Meredith.
Aren't flowers a funny thing?
They are.
They're a strange gift. They make women so happy, don't they? I remember I used to give my mum flowers, and she'd always say, "Oh, you shouldn't have done that."
Yeah.
You know, I used to think, well, you know, you stop buying me undies, I'll stop buying your flowers.
Yeah.
Which I've always thought was a weird concept, that mothers can give you undies. But if I bought my mum, you know, a bra, half-cut bra and a suspender belt, she'd think I was a weirdo, you know?
Oh, no, it's confirmed now. Yes, yes.
Yes, I definitely do have an idiot.
We don't understand the attraction of flowers,
No. But
we'll do it. We'll say, here you go, apparently you like these.
Apparently from death comes great happiness, because that's what they are. They snap them off at the height of their life.
Yeah.
And
here you go.
And they go, oh.
And they don't react when you give them a dog with cancer, do they, like that?
No, they don't.
Yes. Here you go, enjoy this for the next few days.
Boy, there's been a spate of dog attacks lately, hasn't there?
Oh, a lot of animal attacks. We've had crocodiles, sharks.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on putting animals down that attack people?
I don't know whether it's the animal's fault.
Yeah. Whether they should put the people down.
I think owners are aggressive sometimes. Remember, did you ever have any of those mates that used to have a dog in the back of the ute?
Yeah.
You
know, dog called Butch?
Always called Butch, tied up to the ute, can't move.
Yeah.
Aggressive as all hell.
They always had muscles too. The dogs always had muscles.
And rather than just saying shut up to the dog, they just king hit it. Shut up! You know? And they go, just sit there.
I know the dogs, yeah.
See, I think those dogs, they get upset and they end up eating people.
Well, they probably do, because they're sick of being told what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine you've got a dog and you just want to relax, and all of a sudden you're, fetch this, do that, roll over, sit, heel, come here, go away.
Yeah, get me the paper, get me the slipper. Yeah, hell.
Up in Northern Territory too, there's been a few crocodiles, mainly tourists, the crocodiles target. I don't know why.
I think they're doing us a favour.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we've got too many tourists.
Yeah, crocodiles,
chop them up.
Yeah.
What I don't understand about the crocodiles is that when they eat somebody, why we have to run up the river, you know, with guns, shooting every crocodile we see in case it's the one, because it's very hard to find the one because they all look guilty.
Yeah.
they all look like eaters. And the reason they do this, the reason they run after the croc, is apparently in case the crocodile has got a taste now for human blood, which is ridiculous. I mean, crocs have got a taste for anything. You open a crocodile up, it's like a shark. There's everything in it. Old tyres, you know, metal pieces, nuts, bolts. You know, they eat anything. That's what they do. They eat us. They eat us. And anyway, you shouldn't even be in the crocodile river. It's a crocodile river.
Yeah.
You know.
Signs up there all the time. Always got that crocodile and...
Yeah, with a man in its mouth.
with a red line through it.
Through it, yeah. That's for the crocodile. Can't do that here.
Someone should tell the crocodile that's for them.
It'd be good.
There's been a few shark attacks too recently. And I was watching something too on one of the Discovery channels about sharks. You can actually, there is a way to avoid being eaten by a shark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this. They said if you're a surfer, what you got to do is grab your surfboard and just put it between you and the shark.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a diver, grab your tank and whack it between you and the shark. I don't know how much time they think you got down there.
Well, I saw a similar show. He was saying that the best thing to do in the case of a shark attack is to hit the shark in the nose with a blunt instrument. Yeah. You know, maybe like the stump of your leg. Be a good thing. But see, I have a deal going with the sharks and the crocs. I don't go in the water. They don't come in the pub.
With people looking like their pets, though, like say you want to go on a date,
yeah.
Is there a screening process you can do first?
Number one question, do you own a bulldog? That'll tell you a lot, okay?
And if she says yes. Yeah.
So, no, I can't make it. Yeah. I've got a date with a Shih Tzu.
Have you ever had anything? A pet?
Well, no, I did have a pet, but... Yeah.
I'm just looking at your head, I'm just thinking, what could it be?
I had a Krusty.
You had a Krusty?
No, well, Krusty was the name of my pet. It was a lobster.
Hang on a minute. Yeah, you do look like a lobster.
Yeah, I do, don't I? But it was a fantastic pet. A lot of people laugh about it. No, they're great.
Why would they laugh at that?
Well, they're great
How
pets.
How could they possibly laugh?
Well, they are. They're good pets, okay? And you know what's good about them?
Good in the morning?
No. They don't do anything. I had him for 15 years, okay? I had him from this big... to that big. He was that big. But yeah. I don't know what he ate.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could throw a steak in there.
Hmm?
Nothing. No reaction. Mm. Hamburger.
Was it alive?
Garbage. Anything. Yeah. Nothing. You know, the only time it ever moved was when it fell off a rock. I used to take him for walks.
Yeah?
Well, more like a scrape, really. They only use their legs when you pick them up. They go like crazy, you know. They haven't worked out. You've got to have your feet on the ground if you want to run. You know what I mean? But he died, unfortunately.
What, boredom?
Pneumonia. When I was a kid, they used to, if your dog or your animal was sick, they used to get the police around and they'd shoot it. And that's what we did with Krusty. Oh, boy. He just went bang and there was, you know, what? There was bits of Krusty everywhere. Just little white bits of meat. But I had him all those years and that was the furthest he's ever gone. You know, there's nothing like a bit of controversy, and boy, have we got some controversy with us tonight. G'day, Mick. Mick Meredith.
Thank you. Thanks. Great to be on this huge show.
You don't know who we're reaching.
No. Well, that's what this story's about, who I've reached.
What is it with you, Mick? Trouble seems to follow you.
I think I've got a fair share of yours and yours.
When were you born? What date of birth?
Ex-wife was born on a Black Friday.
Was it the 13th or was it just a Black Friday?
It was a very Black Friday for me many years later.
It wasn't that long ago you got your car firebombed.
Bought a new house, got robbed.
In a new area.
Yeah.
Beautiful area.
Beautiful. Good. Water views next to the drain. Yeah. Called it Meredith Waters. And easy access to jump the side fence and the dog. Dave under the house when I got robbed. Took the kids' bikes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that all?
Pair of jeans.
A pair of jeans.
Pair of jeans. As a comedian, we haven't got many pairs of jeans.
I've seen your jeans. So, yeah. Who would want those jeans?
So the next week of gigs in my wife runs, you know, it wasn't sexy. But I got the car firebombed.
Yeah.
And I was lying in bed, 4 o'clock in the morning. There was flickering light coming through the window. I thought it was Tinkerbell or something like that.
As you do.
The police were great. They turned up the next day.
On time.
On time. Yeah, on time. And they said, oh, Mick, it's just kids having fun. And I said, I'm thinking to myself, no. Petrol, $1.50 a litre. They're not kids. They're hardcore criminals, aren't they? If you ever want to see your neighbours half naked, just set fire to your car at 4 in the morning. Because everyone just comes running out, and I'm like, oh, my car. And I've looked over, ooh, look at Jody in her Garfield night. Ping, ping.
Geez, you sound sleazy.
Do I?
Well, you've come all the way from Current Affair to here.
Yeah.
Because you're on Current Affair during
the Current Affair,
yeah. Because apparently, you go out with women and you date women, but apparently you're a sleazy.
Sleazy
bastard.
Sleazy.
You troll the internet predator yeah. and you troll the internet for your next victim.
Yeah, is that true?
No. Mate got me onto the internet dating, so I give that a go and met a couple of nice ladies.
Yeah.
Had a few relationships with them.
Yeah.
Like 6 months each.
Yeah. Right.
And, then I get a phone call off Current Affairs saying, what do you think of you being on don'tdatehimgirl.com? And I was down on tour with you. A bit of a shock, and me and you looked at the site, and there was my head.
None of that's true, though.
No. The only reason I went on the telly, I think I'll get a laugh out of this, because they'll go, look at your head.
You look like a nice guy, you know, nice sort of average sort of bloke, treat you right, but, you know, maybe underneath you are a sleazebag. Well, maybe you turn into a monster. I don't know what you're like, because you know what they are.
We've been out drinking together, you've seen the monster within me. I cuddle everyone.
Yeah, you do.
I love you. Yeah.
There is no truth to this, you changing, horns growing out of your head.
Now, well, I went on the show and I figured people would laugh and go, yeah, womanizer, ha 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 ha. And then the next day I went onto the website and it just opened up. Bert Newton was on the same site. So
was he? What was he framed for?
He's a bit of a sleazebag. Has been on your underpants. Yeah. Has been everywhere, yeah, man.
Well, me and Bert Newton, the girl said that we were sleazy. They put us on this website, they made us look real cheesy. But I'm no womanizer, and Bert said moonface dude. And if he touched your missus, well, I think that would be rude. It would start a family feud. If you believe it, then you're mental. The only girls I get, well, they are rentals. I ain't made love since 1984. And I was prettier then, and she still had a Labrador. Had a Labrador. Sexy.
Not.
I've stayed in some dodgy places. I'm not talking about people's places. I'm talking about motels. The cheap ones.
They're low, aren't they? You can tell them a mile away.
You can smell them a mile away.
Oh, you can. You can always tell when you walk in the room and the bedspread is the same colour as the curtain. That's a worry. Yeah. And then you walk into the toilet, okay, and the toilet has that toilet paper that your mother used to wrap your lunch in, you know, that greasy, greaseproof.
Oh, yeah. The cheaper the hotel, too, the bigger the key.
Oh, yeah, they've got the dirty big thing that you wouldn't...
That's unreal, isn't it?
That you want to lose.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you staying? Oh, well, I'll just have a look. Yet you stay in a very expensive hotel, and you can, you know, you got that credit card thing there. You slide in and it doesn't
work sometimes. Yeah. You're sitting there, like it's 4:30 in the morning, you're trying to get this thing to work. Looking for that green light. There it is.
Click.
What about when you're trying to find, you know, the pay movies?
Yeah,
and you think, oh, I don't want to press the wrong button, it could cost me $10, you know, because if you press the wrong one, you enter and you bang.
And everyone in reception goes, Gary, who's watching a porno?
Hey, they don't put it on your bill as a porno, but they know.
Yeah, of course they do.
They must know.
Because every other movie comes up with the name of the film.
Yeah.
Do this for a bit of fun. Before you check out, set the radio alarm clock in the room for 3 o'clock in the morning. Because no one ever checks.
No. I don't know whether you do this, but I can't help myself. But especially when I walk into these big, ritzy hotels, you know, I turn everything on. I turn all the lights on, all the air conditioning, the radio, the television. I'll teach them to charge me $300 to stay there.
How's this for a bit of news?
What?
This guy in Germany, he's murdered a friend of his, fed the body parts to his pigs.
Oh, he didn't.
The only reason he got caught, you know he got caught? he went and used the guy's bank account.
What did he buy? Gravy?
I don't know, because you hear a lot about cannibalism that's still around. I mean, you know, he fed it to pigs, but, you know, there has been a few cases, people have cooked up body parts and served them and dished them out.
There's a few body part eaters out there.
Yeah, but...
Strange.
Yeah, and when they're dead too. Wouldn't you know You know, there'd be things giving it away, you know.
Like what?
Say you've got a plate and there's a leg of Larry on it.
A leg of Larry.
For whoever, yeah, you know. But yeah. You'd know.
Yeah.
You know, when
yeah.
You're hoeing in and...
Yeah, there's a sock.
Yeah. Or you know when you start to look at the leg on your plate and feel it and think, this isn't bad, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're serving up fish fingers.
Yeah.
with the ring still on it.
Yeah, that's stupid. If we started eating people, we wouldn't have to bury them. It'd be cheaper. It'd be a cost-saving effect.
Especially at the wake. Yeah. save a bit of money on food. What else can we save money on?
Larry's the dip.
Yeah,
everybody.
And you can enjoy the person in more ways than one.
Yeah, yeah. Know? Hey, I went to his funeral. Very succulent guy.
Yeah, he was a little hard to swallow at times. You wouldn't need a cremation, could we? We could just have a barbecue.
Yeah. Fred, I'm glad he's gone. I've had a gutful. There's that bad aftertaste, yeah.
You're listening to the Grumpy Old Comedians podcast with Gary Hu, Darren Sanders and Mick Meredith.